Braves and Nats, it's the rubber match at Nationals Park, and a big afternoon for Brandon Phillips as the Braves offense was humming from start to finish here two batters in the top of the first.
Roark sets, kicks, delivers. Phillips drives one in the air to left center. In the gap and down it goes to the wall in front of the Brewhouse red seats. Enciarte racing for third. Goodwin up for the ball. Enciarte's on his way to the plate. Turner's throw is off the mark. And Lobatone up the line to field it. It's a double for Phillips to left center, his 15th of the year. He drives in his 19th run of the season. Two batters in, two hits. Atlanta leads by the score of 1-0. Three men are on the right side. Turner's crossed over just to the right of second of the pitch. Swing, a line drive. Base hit past the diving Murphy to his right. Harper up with the ball. Rounding third, Markakis. Throw to the plate coming in. Lobatone the tag. And Markakis in behind him scores. Into second on the throw is Adams. And it's now the Braves 3 and the Nationals nothing.
Here's the 1-1. Swinging a long drive left center field. Suzuki's put this one into the bullpen. And it's a home run for the former National, his fourth of the year. Atlanta leading 6-2 as they poured on Roark here in the third inning. And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the third baseline. Fair. Pass Drew down the line. It's going to hit off the sidewall and shoot out towards straightaway left. Heading home is Teron. Enciarte right behind him. And the Braves lead 12-2. It's a double for Phillips in a four-hit game. And that ball was eerily similar to the ball hit by Elvis Andrus against Trinan on Sunday against the Rangers. Lind leads from second. It's Drew at first with no outs. The 2-2 from Teron. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball away. Tip back into the mitt. Just the third strikeout for Julio Teron. The first since he fanned Roark in the third inning. Jose Lobatone had a huge hit in that game, a three-run homer. And a ground ball to the third baseman. Ruiz has it. He'll throw to the second baseman, Phillips, for the out at second, and to Adams for the out at first. It's a double play.
Dusty Baker's squad allowed 6 runs in the first 3 innings as they fall to the Braves 13-2 in the rubber match on Wednesday. Here's the skipper talking after the game.
It was location, which is usually the problem. You get hit around pretty good, plus you know, there are a lot of balls that were just out of reach. I don't know if we're half a step slow or, you know, it just wasn't our day as far as placement is concerned. Because, you know, Murph was diving all over the field and a couple of those balls we thought, you know, if it comes up with them, they're double plays or other guys, balls down the line. So, you know, ball just wasn't bouncing our way today.
Gat looked pretty good that first inning and then kind of ran into trouble. What have you thought of him in the couple times you've seen
him? Well, he's thrown the ball. I mean, he threw the ball well. You know, we just had to stay with him longer than we wanted to because, you know, we were about bullpen preservation, you know, most of the day. And we got a big series coming up, you know, against the Mets, and certainly don't want to go in there with your whole bullpen tired and beat up. So after a while, we're just trying to, you know, preserve our bullpen, you know, for this next 7 games that we can.
I know you always worry about long stretches with no off days, mm-hmm. like this one that you guys are in. Is that explain any of the way that you guys have played in the last week?
Well, I think so. I mean, some of it, but, you know, everybody goes through that at some point in time. We were playing so well on the West Coast and we came home and then, you know, we didn't play well here at home, you know, defensively pitching, you know, hit the ball pretty good most days. And, it was a tough homestand. You know, I mean, this is not the kind of homestand you want to exhibit in front of your, you know, your home fans. You know, these maybe we'll have to just go back on the road and get it right together because, you know, we're one of the best road teams around.
Dusty, Darren got taken by your own organization today. Mm-hmm. What was it like to find out the news that he'd been selected by the Nationals?
Well, he was happy. You know, about that, you know, he's gonna, well, you know, he's going to Cal, and he was gonna, there were 4 or 5 organizations that were gonna, you know, take him, you know, higher, some in the first 10 rounds and some in the subsequent rounds. But after talking to him and his mom, then, you know, he decided that he was gonna go to college and get drafted a little, you know, much higher. Because his upside and potential is, you know, big time. You know, go to college, get his strength up, and hopefully, you know, have a good time and be more mature when he, you know, when he comes out of college. So, you know, it was flattering that, you know, he was chosen. And, you know, it wasn't a favor because they chose him as a, well, we chose him as a shortstop. And everybody else wanted to choose him as a center fielder because they like his speed and like his ability in the outfield, even though he hadn't played much outfield.
Next up, the Nats head to Citi Field. They'll begin a series against the Mets Thursday, while the Braves head back to Atlanta to host the Marlins Friday.